Well, today we're talking with Laura Canning. She's our naturalist here in Cass County with Cass County Conservation. How are you?
Not too bad.
Changing of the seasons.
Yeah, it's getting warmer out there.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Got warmer real fast.
Yeah.
With all that snow we had, I know there was, so we were finding lots of fun places to push and pile that snow, but is most of that now all gone in our park systems?
Yeah, we're getting, there's some snow mountains left, but not very many. It's getting melted.
No more local ski slopes. Sorry, you'll just have to wait till next year. Well, we had a lot of fun doing a lot of things in the wintertime when it wasn't so bitterly cold out, and now we've seen this massive change in the weather and hopefully barreling towards spring season and getting outdoors more.
Yeah.
We have a lot of resources around these parts, and I know you're asking folks some questions about that.
We are doing our outdoor recreation survey, it's kind of that last little shot. It closes on March 15th, so this is your last weekend into Monday to get your answers in. It's kind of overreaching, a very, very broad survey about all the things that you might go and do, not only in just Cass County. You know, if you have friends and family that come and visit here, love to camp at Lake Anita, or come and visit, send the survey along to them as well. You know, we also are looking to see where maybe you might be going off and recreating yourself. There is a couple questions in there going, hey, where else beyond Cass County are you going, whether you're on your bike, are you just walking? Things like that. Our recreation survey, we actually are using this with our master trails plan for Cass County. So our master trails plan was actually finished in 2008, just about the time I got here, and it was already pretty much done. So it hasn't been upgraded or touched since then. And one of those key things is going back and looking and what we've done from 2008, but also what are we going to do next? So this is giving us as a conservation department for the county a little bit more focus. What are people doing? What do they want to do? Or what are they seeing, out there in a trend of, fun things like with stand-up paddleboarding, we've started that in the last 2 years. So this actually covers everything from water, from biking, to even equestrian. We ask about equestrian trails. We ask about snowmobile trails. And coming off of this really good snow year, winter, you go into other places of the state, they have great snowmobile trails, and things like that. So we're just kind of out there gauging what we want to do next and where we should go.
So you're asking about things that we have, resources that we have, but also what would you like to see kind of stuff?
Yes. So not just, what do you like doing or how can we improve an area, it asks about everything from bathrooms to signage and miles and things like that. So.
Yeah. So now listening to you talking about all these different things, I'm thinking, wow, how long does this survey take?
It does take a good 15 minutes. I will say that we're trying to be a little bit thorough and ask you about lots of things. You're not a kayaker and things like that. It is, it might list some things about a water trail or things like that. But yeah.
So there might be areas where you're just, you're going to probably pass by because it's not something that you maybe have direct interest in.
Right.
But, at the end of the day, these are all things that these are our resources that we have now, and hopefully maybe some things that we can expand on or add on later on.
Yeah.
So that means it's our money that's going to be going to help support, to help create these types of things. So it's important to have input.
Right, yeah. So we want to know what people like to do the most out there. Are they, mainly walkers or biking, things like that. It also talks about, if you do, let's say you list that you go over to the Raccoon River Trail or over onto the Higher Trestle Trail, we want to know that too, of like, okay, you like that area, you will travel to go get on the High Trestle Trail, things like that. And of course, we use it a little bit with tourism and things like that, so.
Well, someone who sits down and maybe looks through this survey, too, might find there are some things they didn't even know about in their backyard.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we list, you know, not just some things that are in Cass County, but, you know, some future things that we might be looking at.
Mm-hmm. So sitting down and putting this survey together, now this is an opportunity to obviously learn a little bit about what people want, what they use, all those kinds of things. But how much of this is just vision for the future? I mean, yeah, is that really what it is more than anything?
It's a little bit of that. It's all a little bit maybe 50-50 of like, okay, what areas are you using? You know, safe routes to school, sidewalks. Are you using Bull Creek?
Wow.
You know, and then also, so it is asking a little bit of what you're already using. And then it goes into, okay, what are you maybe traveling to go do? You know, are you packing up your horses and going, you know, down, you know, to Hackle Barney or something like that, you know, kind of thing.
So this is called the Cass County Outdoor Recreation Survey, but it could be almost called the Cass County Outdoor Quality of Life Survey.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to, you know, it is a little bit trail focused just because when we talk about canoeing or kayaking or biking and things like that, that a lot of times that trail term is used. Of course, our Nishna Valley Trails group in Cass County is very active, and they are also putting up our little bit of our prize. So at the end of the survey, you get all the way to the end, it'll ask if you want to leave your name and phone number for the drawing for a $50 gift certificate to spend in a Cass County restaurant of your choice.
Awesome. And you don't have to if you feel more comfortable.
You don't have to.
Leaving an anonymous survey, that's fine too.
Yep.
These folks that are going to go through and put this stuff together, I know this isn't new. This is the last weekend, so it's been going on for a little while.
Yes, it's been going on for a while.
Have you had good feedback?
Yes,
already?
We've had well over 100 entries. I think we're approaching 200. So, and if you're not, this is available online. So let's say you're not tech savvy. Go to your local library. All of the Cass County libraries have paper copies. And then our ISU Extension office has paper copies, our YMCA and the Chamber of Atlantic has it as well. So if you're not tech savvy and is not going to go online and click through a survey, go to one of your libraries. Just fill out a good old paper survey then.
Sure. Well, this is an opportunity for you guys to collect some data and to find out what people are looking for and what they're doing. But will there be any opportunity for folks to kind of hear some of the results or see what their thoughts are?
Yeah, we will when we finish up our trails plan, that will be, again, public knowledge available for you to view on our website. So
is that going to take a while for that to compile?
Yep, it'll take a couple months. There's lots of, it's not just Cass County Conservation. We've got the DNR, the Healthy Cass, and our rural RC&D involved and everything else.
Yeah, so you're sitting here today representing Cass County Conservation,
right?
But there are really a lot of agencies that depend on this kind of material.
And other counties look at it too. If we do trail infrastructure somewhere, you know, how can Shelby County hook on? How can Pottawatomie County hook on into Cass County? So the other counties look at this as well and do their own as well.
Is that an important aspect of something like this, that we are looking at joint projects?
Oh, yes, yes, because you know, especially when we look at it as a tourism standpoint, you know, how can I, you know, get on somewhere, especially if you're like biking, you know, can I get on here and ride all the way here to my next stop where I can, you know, get a hotel and stay, things like that. So, yeah, we're looking at that connectivity all across the state.
It benefits everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, when you simply talk about bike trails, things like that, I mean, nobody wants to just ride over to there and then stop and turn and go back. We've seen some of those.
Yes, yes.
You know,
they're in existence, but yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to fix some of those, actually. So that's part of all this. So again, if folks want to fill out that survey or see more about that, where would they find
that? That is on our Cass County website. So Cass County, all spelled out, IA.gov. And then it's actually right up on the main page under our notices. It's a little a link through there, or it's a link right there. And then otherwise, if you're not tech savvy, make sure you head to one of our libraries or the Y or the Extension office and pick up a paper copy. You can fill it out right there and give it back to them. So.
Okay, easy enough. And just sit down with a cup of coffee. By the time you finish that cup of coffee, you'll finish the survey.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, very good. Easy to do. take a little time and a little interest, and you never know, you might have one of the greater ideas that they've found this time
around. Yes, I can't wait to read through all of the ideas to see if some of the things we've been planning and looking at are in line with the public.
Exactly. Very good. Laura, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.